We are learning Maseches Baal Basra, Kufnun Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Kufnun Tes Amud Aleph, right in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara had a Sholchu Mitam, and we said, that came out, the case was that a son sold his father's Yerusha before his father died, and then he died first, and then his father died. And now the Reuven who sold it and who died first, his son Chanoch is saying, I get the nechasim. But the Lekucha said, no, what do you mean? It goes through your father and your father sold it. So the Gemara says that no, it's a good halacha. That the halacha is that Chanoch takes it away from the Lekucha. Why? I goes through Reuven. Chanoch says, no, it doesn't go through Reuven. The Pasuk says, Tachas avasecha yibunecha. I'm a direct Yerush from my grandfather Yaakov. And therefore, I get it. It's not a shver halacha. So we were trying to figure out what does it mean zukas b'din amamnas. So Gemara tried a few different options, and that didn't work out. So it goes back to the first one. The first halacha, that halacha was that Chanoich takes it away from the lekuchos. We said it's pashut, but the kashloch takas avisecha yu benecha. That pasuk says clearly that the grandson is b'mak is yoreh straight from the grandfather because bnei banim rei kabanim. Gemara says, "Who a bracha k'siv?" That pasuk is teaching us a bracha. What does that mean? The Rashbam says the bracha is tzaddikim will have children and grandchildren to Yarsham. That's the bracha. Tosfos learns a little different. That is in v'zeichet that tzaddik kamoisai, his children will be like him. That's the lashon of the end of the pasuk to shusayim by l'sar mechala aretz. But either way, the Gemara is saying that pasuk is not teaching a halacha. It's a bracha. Right, the Gemara mimatz his arm is a bracha. You tell me that pasuk is just a bracha and it's not a din. I'm going to prove you that it is a din. Vatanan, we learned in our Mishnah, and this is one of the reasons why this whole sugya Shalchan Matam came in, because there's a Mishnah actually before. The Rashbam points out in Daf Kufnun Chesem Abayis that this sugya really belonged before, on that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, two blad ago, Nafal Abayis Alav Val Aviv, or Alav Val Marishav. The story was, you have Reuven and his father Yaakov, that's one case, or Reuven and his brothers, let's say. And the house fell on, let's say, Reuven and Yaakov. The house fell on Reuven and Yaakov. Reuven was a pauper when he died, but his father had money. So if his father dies first, then Reuven lands up having money. So if he has any debts, like Tabachoy Voksuba, they'll go collect from it. Even though he died second, and then his Yarshim will Yarshim, but there's a chiv to give it to the Tabachoy. So what's the story? Another buys Lov Al Aviv, a Lov Al Marishav, or on him, on his other Marishim, like his brothers. Ba'isa Olov, on Reuven, there was a chiv of Ksuba Zisho Abachoyv. So there's a machlokes between the Baal Chayiv and the Yarshim. Yarshim Av Imrim HaBen Meis Rishon. So the Ben still died a pauper, and then V'achem Meis Av. That's what they say. Baal Chayiv Av, no, HaAv Meis Rishon. Left over Yerusha to this Reuven who was in this house that collapsed. V'achem Meis HaBen. And afterwards Reuven died. Reuven had money when he died. And that money goes to us. We have a lien on that. So that's the halacha. That was machlokes there. It's machlokes what you pass in there. If you go V'cheskos HaMayin Shom, what the halacha is in that Mishnah. But that's not the point over here. The point is that they're both arguing over here. The machlokes is yachloiku, and the chaskasam, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. But what do you see over here? You see over here, there's a tzad that if, that's clear, that's not even a tzad, it's clear, if the father died first, then the Baal Chayiv will get it. L'chayra, my lav, yarshe ha'av b'nei, and rishav achi. We'll explain this after read it. Like this. So we said that's clear. If the father dies first, then you collect from the son. That's clear. That's clear. We have a sugya of it. The ikni, but that's klal, right? If the father dies first, the Baal Chayiv collects from the son. If the son dies first, it's clear, the Baal Chayiv does not get anything. Who gets it? The Yarshim, let's say Reuven has kids. So Reuven ben Yaakov, Yaakov's grandsons, Reuven's kids will get it. L'chayra, if Reuven dies first, there's no tzad the Baal Chayiv gets it. And Chanoch. Okay. Now, and Baal Chayiv. Reuven has Baal Chayiv. So if Reuven died first, what happens? If Reuven died first, then Reuven still died a pauper. And the money went to Yaakov. The money went to, whatever, there's no money there. Yaakov has money, and Yaakov leaves Yerusha, goes straight to Reuven's kids. If Baal Chayiv doesn't get it. The problem is, that if you learn the Pasuk Tachas Avisecha means a bracha, that means that what? That means that, really, all Yerusha does go through the father. when Chanoich is Yerush Yaakov, even after Reuven's dead, the way it works is, Reuven's Yerush Bekever, basically. It goes from Yaakov to Reuven, who's in the grave, then to Chanoich. Once it goes through Reuven, the Baal Chayiv says, what do you mean? It stops by me. I'm first. So must be, we say that Chanoich directly goes to Yaakov. So it's a raya that Jerusha, the Gemara Mein, Takav Secha, is true. I'll read it in Tzah one more time. And we'll speak about Marishecha in a second, that part. But read it in Tzah one more time. My lav, Yarshiav is, who's the Yarshiav? Is Bini, is the sons of Reuven, Chanoich, right? And Marishav is Achi. We'll get back to those words in a second. If you cannot say I'm coming straight from Yaakov, even if the son dies first and then the father, we're saying there's no why not? You're taking your father's Yerusha by getting Yaakov. You Chanoich getting Reuven's Yerusha because it goes to Reuven. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, we'll stop over here a second. And what would be Pshat in my Rishav Achi? What like, is that a Kasha also? We have a Kasha from there also? So, it sounds from the Marsha, but we're asking different Kasha there also. Because there, let's say Reuven had a brother. Reuven had a brother who was in the Yerush. They both died in this collapse. Just no fathers there. Reuven and a brother. They also said, Reuven and Shimon, same kasha there. That if it's mashma, if Reuven dies first, then Reuven has no money. But the moral kasha is, yeah, even if Reuven dies first, then it goes to Shimon. But Shimon, who's Reuven Yerush Shimon? Reuven's kid Chanoich. And that also goes through the father. That also goes through the father, the good father, Yishtabachayv. And Elamai what? He gets a Yerusha directly from Shimon. That's what I was trying to say. So you see, this din from Tachas Avzech Yibanecha wouldn't be dafka by a grandfather and a grandson. There's a big shaila in the Rishonim. If this din of Tachas Avzech is dafka, a grandson to a grandfather, or any type of Yerush, I can say I'm getting directly from him. I'm next to line. So this Gemara will be going like that. If you know, all the Peshittas, you have to explain it in a different way. I'll read you a little bit of the Masha. It's the middle of a shtickle of Masha. But the Rashi of Orange says, "This far as a makshu, the only name Rishav Achi, so I'm the Hainu, Shinopla Bais, a Reuven Vishiman, Vechanoich Oimer, Reuven Mace Rishoin. The Hashta, Mikoyach Shimon, Bochanoich Lerish, his coming Koyach Shimon to the Yerish, Dumi the Yerishiav, this far as a makshu." So he's learning that the same way I can say I'm going straight to Yaakov, I'm going straight to Shimon also, which is a Chiddush. If for the London Waller, so you well, that's a chiddush to say. Maybe it's Dafka Bonim, Brei Bonim Reika Bonim. Who said it's Bonim's Reika uncle? You know, the uncle is the same thing. That's very not so possible. But I'm Asha and the Mepharshim on that. But back to Agamar, Mar is a Kasha over here. Go to the case of Yaakov, Reuven, Chanoich. So it says if Reuven died first, the Baal Chayiv get nothing. Why not? It can't go through Chanoich. It only goes through Reuven. Teretz is the Gemara is right. Tachas Avazach Yibanecha. Mar says, no, it's no right for me. You know why? You know what the case of our Mishnah is? It was not lo Yerushay Av Ochiv Marishav Achid Avua. The people who are going after this Yerusha here, Reuven has no sons. It's Reuven's brother Shimon. For example, Reuven and Yaakov, Reuven and his father are in the building, and it collapses. Who's claiming the Yerusha? The one who's claiming the Yerusha is Reuven's brother. So Reuven's
versus who?
Bachoyev. Versus the Bachoyev. Because if the father died first, the Reuven got a Yerusha. So now, both Shimon got 50%. Shimon and Reuven got 50%. On the 50%, Bachayv is a taina. What's Shimon taina? Shimon's taining is that no, Reuven died first. And everything went to Yaakov. And now I'm getting his back from Yaakov. There's no tzad that goes through Reuven for him. That's possible if it's a father. There's no tzad that whatever's, because the brother died, it goes through the brother. The brother. Shimon direct Yerush from Yaakov. That's possible. So it's not a ride to that Shiloh. That's the case. That's the first part. Lo, Yerushav is Ochiv. Yerushav means the Ochiv. That's the one, the Ochiv and the Yerushav are the one who have the Tviyah here. They are brother. Mayrishav Achida Avua. The case of Mayrishav Reuven as Mayrishav was his uncle. It was his uncle Esav. Uncle Esav was the one who was there, and he was going to be Mayrish Esav through there. And there also, the Yerushim are tining, and they have the same, the Yerushim is again Shimon. Shimon is the same Taina to get from Esav that Reuven does. So it's not Pshat, you have to say it goes directly now. Once you get Reuven out of the picture, Shimon goes straight to Esav, doesn't go through Reuven. when it's uncle, Shimon, it's both uncle. It goes straight. Shimon gets straight from the uncle. It has to go through Reuven again. Tomorrow, Tari says, I have to go through it, and therefore, it's not a right that shayla of takas harizach yibunecha. Now, the Gemara comes with a new shayla. It's familiar, but it's a new shayla. Boy, me Rav Sheshes ben Maos Yerush is imay bekever lahanchel la'achem anav. The halacha is that a son is Yerush's mother. Now, if the son has brothers from his father's side, obviously they will not be Yerush, his mother. For example, give some names here. We have here Yosef ben Rachel, and Yosef has brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They're not related to Rachel. So now, they are Yerush Yosef, because Yosef is a brother through their father. Yosef, they are Yerush. So here we have a case where we had a Rachel, we had Yosef, and we have brothers. Yosef died first, then Rachel died. Could we say that Yosef will be Yerush his mother bekever? That's the question. The Rambam says Yosef ben Rachel shemes bechay imay. Yosef dies in his mother's lifetime. Va'achach meis Rachel imay. Maus Yerush imay kushu bekever ki ilu chay lahanchel la'achav shloim na aviv. Could Reuven meYakov leyah shuach yaviv? Could Reuven say, look, I'm a makom Yosef. Yosef is going to get Yerusha. Lamaisi died first, but I am his Yerush, so maybe I can be Yerush. His mother Bekeva. That's the Gemara Shaila.
Yosef has no children.
If Yosef has children, that's Pashik Yerush Bekeva. Actually, no one speaks this out. I don't want the art school and these Mesfarim don't speak it out, but that's true. That's for sure. If Yosef left over children, even though his children, that's his grandmother, but they will be Yerush through Yosef that. That doesn't have to be Bekeva. That's called more Bra Kara Davua. It's more Makim. But here, in order for Yosef to be Moirish in the Kever to the brothers, that's the Gemara Shalom. Could you do it or not? I'm not sure.
But the brothers, Reuben and Shimon, are fighting Rachel's
Rachel's family, exactly. So, Boim name Rav Sheshes, Ben Maos Yerish is Imei Bekever Lahanchel Achim and Ab. Omel Rav Sheshes, I'll bring you a Raya. The Gemara's bring two Rayas that you can't do this. So, first Raya is like this. Tani Suah. Ha'av shenishba umeis benoy b'medina, which means basically that two people died, a father and a son. We're not sure who died first, because the av was in captivity. So av shenishba umeis and benoy is medina, and he died. Or the case opposite, uben shenishba umeis and av medina. I don't know if that's the words of meis av, but I think it's really like that. Uben shenishba umeis and av medina, but it means the same thing. It means they both died. We're not sure which one's first because they both were in the same town. So it says in this brisa, we're not sure what it means yet. The shayla who died first, Yerushi Av, the Yerushi Ben, Yachlaiku. They both split it. Now what's going on? Hey Chidami, Ilim Gatani, if it's mamish, a father and a son, so then what's the difference? The Yerushi Av and the Yerushi son are the exact same people. For example, let's say it's Reuven and Yaakov, we're not sure who died first. He has a brother Shimon. Shimon doesn't care who died first. Shimon's Yerush, either one anyway. It makes no difference. Same thing if he has a son, Reuven has a son. Also makes a difference. Reuven has a son, the Yerusha study is the same, from him or his grandfather, it's the exact same thing. There's no difference. If it's all one family, there's no shayla. If it's all father's family, and a father and a son die, there's never any difference. You can't think of a difference. There's no difference. They're all the same thing. So it makes a difference who's first. It can't be Yachlaiku. So what's the case? I'll just give you two cases to bring it out. Two cases, bring it out again. If Reuven and his father die, there can't be a fight. Shimon, either way, gets the same amount of Yerusha, no matter what. Say, if his father died first, his Reuven died first, because he's Yerush both of them equally. It makes no difference. It's all the same thing. So, Shimon, also the same thing if Yaakov had a brother. It'll be the same thing. There'll be the same Yerusha. So, that can't be the case of Echaliku. Elav hachikomar. The case like this. Av shenishpa umeis benbita medina. Or, benbita shenishpa umeis aviyim medina. Which would be like this. The suffix, there was a father, there was an av and a grandson through his daughter. Those are two people. We're not sure who died first. And here makes a big difference. It makes a big difference who died first. Now, what's the pshat? Why is it a big difference? Because here there's this father and this grandfather. So the Yerushei HaBen, they are Kroive, they are Kroivim Tadin. So here, let's try to figure this out. Who dies first over here? We have over here, let's say, Yaakov has a daughter, Dina, and Kalev, let's say, okay? Kalev, Ben Dina, Ben Yaakov, okay? Now, if Yaakov dies first, so then he can get a Yerusha through his mother. So let's see the Gemara thing. Here's the definition. Let's see the Gemara and saw what's the Nafka Minim. Im Isa, Nihinami, the Ben Mesa Beresha, Lirse La Avuya de Ime Bekivre, Bilirsenu La Achua Menavu. Ella, so here, so what's the Shail over here? So here, we have over here, this guy Meis Ben Bita Medina, let's get the Clark case. The Kalev, so here the mother is the only daughter of Yaakov. Dina is the only daughter of Yaakov. So Dina gets Yaakov's Yerusha. If Yaakov died first, so then Kalev was Yerush Yaakov, because it went through his mother to him, so Kalev got the Yerusha. So if Yaakov dies first, Kalev give it to his brothers from his father's side, they get the Yerusha. But if Kalev dies first, then there's no way that Yaakov is getting to him. Yaakov is giving Yerusha to his father, his family, Shpachasav. There's no way to get it to Kalev because he can't be Yerush his mother Bekaver. He can't be Yerush his mother Bekaver. So here, that's why it's an argument. If he could be Yerush's mother with Kavers, and either way, Saifi dies first or dies second, he's getting the Yerusha from Yaakov and he's giving it to his brothers. But here, we're not sure who died first. So you see, clearly, it can't be Yerush, his mother with Kaver.
Dina had to be dead.
So even though Dina's not dead, he doesn't have any other sons, Dina. So they would go to Dina's family, whatever. Yeah, but Dina had to be dead anyway. We're not rooting to be Yerusha to call it. Yes, right. Dina had to be dead anyway. Yeah. Dina had to be dead. So here, Veloya Dina and Haman Aum is Bresha. Yarsha Av Yarsha Ben Yachloiku. Vim Isa, if that's the case, that you could be Yarsha Bekevin, he now made the Ben Mace Bresha. Even if the son dies first, Lirsi Lavua the Ime, let him be Yarsh, his grandfather, which is Yaakov, the father of his mother Dina, Bekivre, in the cave. Let him be Yarsh to his brothers. Elalav Shmarna Ina Ben Yerush Ime Bekever Lahanka Achim Nav. Elamai, you see that a Ben cannot be Yerush's mother Bekever Lahanka. He cannot be Yerush Bekever. That bring a riot to that child. The Marv is not a riot. Omalir of Achabar Miyom Leabaya. Afanan Amtinu. We also have a riot to this. This is one of our Mishnayos. Nofal Abayis a Lov Val Imoy. The house fell on him and his mother. Elu VeElu Moyim Shachalaku. Everyone agrees Shachalaku. It means the mother had $1 million. And the house fell on Reuven and his mother. So Reuven's brother is saying that his mother died first. Reuven has the Yerusha. The mother's family is saying that Reuven died first, and therefore it stays by the mother. But the problem is, if Reuven can be Yerush Bekevin, either way he gets it. Then Isa, and he named me the Ben Meis Bereshit, even if Reuven dies first, Lirshili Ime Bekivre, let me Yerush his mother in the Kever, Velirshu Inu La'achim Avua. And let him be Yerush and give it over to the brothers from his father's side. Elav Shvami No, Ina Ben Yerushes Ima Bekever Lahanka Lachem Nav Shvami No. You see here that a son is not Yerush's mother after the son dies. It can't be not Yerush's mother to pass it on to his family to pass it on that way. And before we said we're going to bring a raya here from Sukkim, but we said one time that the lumdus is because a son is not really Yerush his mother Medin. Like mishpacha, it's more than bara kara davu. It only can be that when he's alive, he's been mocking his mother. But once he's dead, he's not a blood relative of Yerusha. It only goes to father's side. Therefore, it's not a Yerusha. So, remember, Tayamai, what's the makar taka? What is the makar the taka? You can't be Yerush bekevin. Omar Abaye, never siba bebem, never siba beba. Ma siba, the siba means says by the son, loisisayv nachlo levnei Yisrael matal mata, and it says by the baal, loisisayv nachlo matal mata. The Gemara Darshan's, there's two psukim, one's for the baal and one's for the son. They're both ways how we could take it away from the isha at that shevet, either through a son or through a husband. So never siba beben, never siba baal. Ma siba mo baal ain't a baal yarish ishta bekever, just like the siba baal ain't a baal yarish ishta bekever, and this means different, like the response. That doesn't mean the same thing. Ain't a baal yarish ishta bekever means when the wife is dead. That's what it means there. Ain't a baal yarish ishta bekever, which means if his wife dies and then his wife's father dies and he leaves a big Yerusha, he doesn't get it. That's what it means. It means a little different than here. Rashi, the Rashbam points out two lines at the bottom. Hai bekever, lo yidom lehi kever the baal. It's not the same thing.
It doesn't mean that when if the husband dies first.
Right, it doesn't mean that.
And then the wife dies, doesn't go to...
No, because anyway, if the wife has sons, it goes to the sons anyway.
There's no sons.
Right, it doesn't go to...
It goes to her father.
It goes to her family. Yeah, it goes to her family.
It goes to the husband.
Right. Doesn't mean that. Here, it means more than that. It means more than that, yeah. It means if his wife gets Yerusha, a baal is not yours, but royal. Something that's Baroyo, that's what it means over there. Ain't about your sister Bekever, it means even more. Even more. If his wife is dead by a mother, the son stole yours to the mother even if the mother is dead.
Right.
But here not. Here's the, even that. Even that. So that's, it doesn't, that, it's a much stronger thing. I've been about Yerush to be kever and she's be kever. I've seen ba'al muru ben. In a ben Yerush, ima be kever. L'han kalachim nav. So this is Taco. We learn out from there that he's not Yerush be kever, which means the son who is dead is not Yerush's mother. After he's dead, he's not Yerush's mother to pass it on to other family members of his father's side. And that's what coming out Lamaisa in this Shiloh that ain't a ben Yerush's ima be kever. And Adkan, the sugya of Yerush that we had over here and of all these different sugyas of Mishmeis, we end off with a Gemara that we actually had in the third parak. I'm not sure exactly why it's here. So to Gemara, Ahu do Omar Lei, Lechavre, Taisa speaks out why it's here. Taisa, Mishim, the Iri Hocha Bechazok, Nechosim Bechazkas Mihem, we handle who is Chazok, who, Taisa says that since we're handling Chazokas, we're handling Chazokas again. Even though there's no Shaykhis to Mishmeis, this Gemara. That's Taisa points out. Ahu do Omar Lechavre, someone told his friend, I'm selling you all the Barsisim properties, all the Trump properties. So, as he said,
that he owns.
It sounded like he bought it from this portfolio from the guy Barsisim. Anything I bought from Barsisim, I'm selling to you. The problem was, he had this one property that he actually did not buy from Barsisim, but was called Barsisim for some reason. It's called Barsisim. So, Havachod Ara, that was Mekrai, the Bay Barsisim, was called that, even though it wasn't actually from Barsisim. So, it's a shaila now, what to do? I only sold you the properties I bought from Baruch Sisim. This I didn't buy from him. This is my property from my grandfather, great-grandfather. It's called Baruch Sisim. That's not what it is. V'kray by Baruch Sisim. We still don't call it that. So it's a big entire over here. Is this property included in the sale? They made a lump sum. This is included in the portfolio over here. Also, Kameh, Rav Nachman, Ukma v'yod lekech. Rav Nachman said, the lekech wins. The lekech is the guy who's buying it. He wins. The meicher wins. The meicher is the muchzik. The reason why I'm speaking on lekech and meicher is keep chesed because the guy is stira. You have to remember that. So Rav Nachman is the lekech wins. The guy buying it wins. Rav says no. The meicher is the muchzik, so he wins. But Rami the Rav ad Rav. Rami the Rav Nachman. That's the stira. Rav ad Rav. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. The who the omalei lechavre ma boyis b'hai beisa. There's a guy who told his friend, "What are you doing in my house?" We know something called chazaka. So, I actually am here for 3 years. I have a chazaka. You sold to me. I have a chazaka. Usually you win then. And then this guy's coming. The guy was coming. He's coming with a raya. He has Adam that was his at one point. It was his father's. That's klar. But now this guy's saying, I bought it from you and I have a chazaka. When you have a chazaka, it's a makom shtar, right? You don't have to save your shtar. Omalei, so the ma'arer says, I was living in an inside room. That's what was the ma'arer. I was living there the whole time. I was living in an inside room. So now the shayla is, who do you believe? Also, Kamei Rav Nachman, Omalei Zil Barach Iloscha. He tells the quote unquote Lekeach, the guy who's sitting there who said he bought it, you have to bring a raya. So the Lekeach loses here. Omalei Rav Rav Nachman, Dina Hachi, I'm Moitzim Echav Araya. The Lekeach wins, because I'm Moitzim Echav Araya. So it's Kasha the Rav, Rav Nachman. Why is it a Kasha? Because before the story of Arsisim, Rav Nachman said the Lekeach wins. And here he says, the Lekeach loses. And before, Rav said, the Meicher wins. And here he says, the Meicher loses, because that guy has a Chazakah. So what's the Chilak? So at the Gemara, the Rav Lekasha, you always go by the Muchzik. Hacha Meicher Kaya B'Nichzei. The case of Bar Sisim, the Meicher wins, because he's the one who's holding on to it. Meitzim Mechavraya. Hasam, Lekeach Kaya B'Nichzei. Lekeach Ksidim Muchzik. He's here for 3 years. He's Ksidim Muchzik. That's why he wins. That's why it's simple. The Rav Nachman, what's his Lekasha? Here Lekeach wins. You know why? Came to Omalei Barasisim, a cry of Barasisim. He said, I'm selling you the properties of Barasisim. And it is Barasisim. So let that Ram Yilagluye. So you have to Shlav Barasisim. Therefore, Lekeach wins. Because it's called Barasisim. The Moich has to prove it's not Barasisim. By the case of the Chazakah, Hocha, lo yel the Nakat Star. Chazakah is Makam Ashtar. Three is Makam Ashtar. Just like a star, if I give you an error on it, you have to bring a Raya. Here also, you have, I have an error on your Chazakah. I'm saying I was there. Don't you say by your error you have to be kaiyim star and come and therefore you have to be varied that no one else was here because that's part of the job to be kaiyim star and therefore zil barach iloscha hadu naloch misha meis bli neder mazel tov finish the ninth parak of Abbas, we're starting the tenth parak, unbelievable big seim coming up bli neder meir tashem.